is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Smitty Sports Talk Podcast, where I am here to talk some Phillies, and I apologize for the long hiatus of me not being able to make videos for you guys and make podcasts for everybody. I've been a little bit under the weather lately, and I'm back here doing what I love to do, and this is just talk some sports, man. We're going to talk some Phillies today. We're going to start off with a bang here with Gene Segura, and that he lost 14 pounds, and he came into spring training yesterday, and went right after reporters before, you know, excuse me, for practice. And he said he lost 14 pounds. And he's ready to, you know, to get going and do whatever the team needs to get himself in the right position to be the best player he can be. And last year, he was on his head. He was on his head because of the whole Andrew McCutchen thing, of him not running out of ground ball, or, I mean, a pop fly that ended up landing in between and got Andrew McCutchen run down. He had to tear his ACL. People bashed and bashed and bashed Gene Segura for that whole instance. And he basically said to reporters that he didn't feel that it was his fault. He felt that people kept saying it was his fault and that that got to him and that affected his play and kept his energy down. And I believe that it's true. I'm going to believe that that's true. Again, I excuse myself for the coughing. But I believe that's true. And it's not just me. Like, lots of people on Twitter and on social media accounts and just Philly insiders just think he's a better player than what he's shown. He started off the season great. He was hitting 2-3 hits a game, it seemed like. And then ever since then, it was just here's a 2-hit night for Gene and then a no-hit night for Gene or an 0-for-4 from Gene or 0-for-4, 3 Ks from Gene. His swings looked all out of whack, stuff like that. But, Gene lost 14 pounds. He's ready to do whatever the team needs, was a quote he said in his little interview before practice. Segura last year batted .280 last year. He had a 90 OPS plus. And it just doesn't make sense that he's a .280 hitter. He's a .300+ hitter. His last 3 years averaged .308. That's a more hitter than he's always been. And is the reason why he went down. And I think Andrew McCutchen's whole story and whole debacle with that was a big reason why it happened. But I have a couple things here I want to share with you guys. And Todd Zielecki broke it down. Phillies insider Todd Zielecki, who's been writing, you know, baseball for 2003, been following them for 2003. And it's been in the MLB for 2009. So Todd Zielecki is a very reliable source, as you all know. In an interview with Todd Zielecki, Gene Segura said, "As a professional baseball player, I have to understand what's best for the team." When he's talking about That's when he's talking about positions and if he wants to play second or third or, you know, whatever Joe Girardi wants him to do. He said, "As a professional baseball player, I have to understand what's best for the team, what's best for the organization," he said. "I'm here, whatever they want me to do, I'll do it. If you play short at the big league level, you can play other positions naturally because shortstop is one of the toughest to play at the big league level," which is true. He goes along and says, "So I don't think this is going to be a problem. I don't think this is going to be a big deal to play another position on the diamond. Sometimes you prefer some position, but it's the situation. You have to do what's best for the team." And that's good to hear. I think he's very open about what he wants to do and just, you know, where he is as a player than people might think he is. People might think he's more of a self-centered type guy, which I definitely don't think he's a self-centered type guy. I think he's a team player, and that's a good thing to hear. Joe Girardi had him taking some reps at second, which I guess would say be an easy switch for Gene. You know, it's just he took lighter reps at second, and I think it'd be an easier switch for Gene just because, you know, it's a position where it's still middle of the diamond and you still have your fundamentals of shortstop basically with your flips and whatever for double plays and stuff like that. But Joe Girardi went on and was asked about this, and he states he's comfortable at second. So maybe he doesn't need as many reps at second as we're trying to figure out who is going to play third and who is going to play second. He looked really good there today. He looked really good at third because he looks like a natural there. It's because of the different arm angles he's accustomed to throwing with, saying at third base. It was good to see he was having fun out there. So Joe Girardi's on the train of where he could play some third base as well, and I'm all for it. At some point, if you can fit Gene in a spot anywhere in the diamond, and he feels comfortable, that's fine with me. Gene had a down, I would say, year defensively. He's never been an exceptional defender. He's been a good defender. never an exceptional defender, but whatever Gene feels comfortable with and helps the team out, even with Scott playing second or Scott playing third, they've been battling it back and forth, them and Scott Kingery. And speaking of Scott Kingery, he is jacked. Like, what does this kid eat? What does Scott Kingery eat? What did he go home and infuse into his body? He's jacked. I love it. You gotta love Scott. I love Scott. You know, I just love Scott. He's a guy that the whole team just rallied around. And when he was hot in June, everyone just got real excited with, and everybody started loving Scotty Jetpacks and, you know, all these type of things. Things went on Twitter, you know, the whole Players Weekend Jetpacks in the back. He was having a blast with it. And I expect Scott Kingery to have a good year this year, especially with new hitting coach in there. And with now Joe Girardi being under center and manager, going to be able to just keep everybody intact, keep everybody together on the lineup, and just keep things flowing offensively. And I'm really excited to see what he can do for the future, and especially the season after coming off a really good sophomore year. But back to Gene for 1 second. I think Gene Segura, in my opinion, should play second base, only because I think athleticism-wise, Scott Kingery is a more athletic third base player, at third, and I feel like third base, your reaction time has to be just so quick that a better athlete is better off to play there. That's not always true, but I think Scotty would find his way at third base if he's not playing second, obviously, but you never know with the outfield situation. Everything's up in the air right now with this whole team, and Scotty especially. Excuse me again. And Gene. But I think that's really where we're going to trend towards the end of the year. I think Joe's just, you know, trying things out, seeing where things go. But I think eventually you're going to see Scotty play third, Gene play second, and settle that all offense down with Didi at shortstop. But I want to get into another player here, Andrew McCutchen. It's great to have Andrew McCutchen back in the locker room playing baseball. Okay, Andrew McCutchen went through a lot last year. He even said that this never happened to him. He's never had his season cut short. He didn't know what to do. He had never had his season just stop. He's always played, you know, 98% of the games. He had to take out a third of his career. And he said that he took out a good 33% of his career from that season, just felt missing and felt like he was clueless. And I totally get what he's coming from. I mean, for a guy like him to have that happen to him and just, you know, out of nowhere, it must be tough, and I, you know, hope Andrew McCutchen comes back and has a great year this year. But speaking about him on opening day, he says he will be hope to be ready after he's coming back off the ACL injury, of course, 8 months ago in San Diego. He stated in this interview again with Todd Zielecki, "That's the plan for me. The plan for me is to be ready. I'm doing everything I've got to do to get ready. Most times I'm getting here at 8 o'clock and leaving at 3. I'm not sitting down. I'm on the go. Like right now. I'm about to leave right here, get in the pool to warm up, and just grind today. That's what I'm going to do until I'm ready." That's good news. That's great news. He just wants to get back on the grind. It seems like everybody's focused on getting back on the grind and just getting back into the swing of things of baseball again. And not even just that, but have the different mentality that they're not going to just sit back and take being a mediocre team anymore. I have expectations that this team could be third place in the division. I don't think second place as of right now. With the holes in their flaws in their pitching staff, unless I see any improvement or a move or of some sort, I'm not going to believe in Nick Pivetta. I'm not going to believe in anybody else. I'm not going to believe in Jake Arrieta because I have no reason to. That this team could be a borderline wildcard team. And as we know, all you got to do is get in. The Nationals won the World Series as a wildcard team. All you have to do is get in the dance. So, who knows? But in my opinion, I don't see them being anywhere close to a division winner. I think the Atlanta Braves have that locked up. But again, it's great to hear Andrew McCutchen with that mindset. And he being a leader on the team, a vocal leader especially, to the younger guys and the rest of the team that's just coming out here for spring training, that's their goal this year, is to get to a playoff and make some noise. So, it's good to hear. I want to talk more about another player. I want to talk about some JT Realmuto a little bit. And his whole thing with, you know, the extension and the arbitration hearing. After the confusion with his arbitration hearing, he filed a $12.4 million hearing, and the Phillies said, nah, we're going to counter it. We're going to take $2.4 million off. We're going to give you a $10 million deal. And guess what his agent said? Nope. Not a big deal. Everything's good. I think everything's going to be fine. I think he'll be extended in the offseason, and he's going to play a full season here as a Philly. So no one's going to be freaking out over that. But I think it's funny how the Phillies just don't want to go into anything. Just don't want to do anything. $2.4 mil. And they say, nope. It's just funny. It's funny to me. But he's going to play baseball for the rest of this year, and everything else is going to play out. We're going to see how it plays out. I think he'll be here for a long term. Something he did as soon as he got there in spring training, of course, pitchers and catchers reported first, his framing drills. People have criticized his framing for not being a best framer in baseball, not being a great framer. He was doing drills, and, ooh, he looked good. He looked smooth. I mean, the pop of the glove, boom, boom, pop of the glove, beautiful, looked great. I think it looked great, and I'm excited for that. It makes me excited. I mean, it's just framing. The little things get me excited for the season. It's unbelievable, the little tiny things. But, yeah, it's great. It's great. I love seeing Jason Mito play. I love seeing him in Philly Red. And just go out there and be the best catcher in baseball that I know he is, and we all know he is. So it's good to see JT, you know, smiling, having a good time with Bryce Harper and all the guys and stuff like that. It's good to see out there, and I'm just excited for the season. One more thing about Joe Girardi that he said about base running. The team did a full base running drills at the end of practice, and I looked it over real quick. I have wrote some things down. He said after his base running drills practice that they did a home run trot practice, and the first thing that came to mind was, man, what if Gabe Kapler made them practice their home run trots? People would crucify him. They would throw him out of town like they worse than they did last year in spring training. Because they would say, he doesn't have these guys focused. It's the same old thing. Joe Girardi comes in. Everybody's loving it. It's great to see Joe fool around with the guy. I think it's funny. I think it fits perfectly with just how we all think. But, he put an emphasis on running hard. Just running hard. He stated, just have some fun. And remember, make sure you run hard before you know it's out. I said the big thing is if you run hard to first, there's a great chance it'll be out by then. Then you don't get called on first base or called on second base when you should be on a base ahead. Just run hard. On a home run, he wants you to run hard. You know it's out when you're at first base and nothing's happening, no one's signaling out. Just run hard. And anything could happen. You're not watching the baseball. You're putting your head down and you're running hard. And that's what I love to hear because Gabe was saying, we had a talk on the side with specific players, especially Gene Segura. And he had one with Cesar as well last year. You can't be saying, I've talked to a guy, you know, about this. We've talked it over. We had a chat in the back, and it will never happen again. With his fierce finger pointing at the chest, it'll never happen again. Man, it means nothing, Gabe. It means nothing, Gabe. It's hilarious to me. Joe Girardi isn't going to let that fly. And if they're running hard out of home run trots, then everybody's going to be running hard on every ground ball. If you're not running hard, you're going to be sat down. You're going to be sat. Run hard. That's all he asks. Have some fun. Run hard. So, we'll see how that goes. But, as far as all of that, one last thing here. Tommy Hunter's back. He's throwing a bullpen. Hopefully he can get back into swing of things and perform well at it for this team in the pen. Bryce Harper came in with an amazing flow. Oh, man, his hair looked amazing. Now, I'm not trying to be a weirdo or whatever, but the flow on Bryce Harper, beautiful. With his spring training hacks that he was taking, hitting bombs. Bombs out of the park. So it's fun. It's just fun to see. And I just love having Bryce Harper in a Philly. It's great. It's great. I can wake up saying breaking news, Bryce Harper's a Philly for 13 years, $330 million every day, and I wouldn't be mad at all. I would never get annoyed. I would love it. Love every second of it. But that's going to wrap it up for me. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Just a quick update on things and just where I've been and why I've not been, you know, updating and posting as recently. I'll be, you know, working within work and some school coming up and stuff like that. I'm going to be back in the grind of getting things done for you guys. I just wasn't feeling too well. But the Phillies are starting soon. They play a game this weekend on Sunday. And I couldn't be more excited. But for that, thank you guys for listening. I will see you all in the next podcast.